So I'm kind of just crawl walking, running through this with you. I'm sorry for the light here in my office. It's daytime and I don't have blinds on the windows. But anyway, I'm just going to take 10 minutes here with you, and I really want you to focus on something. Listen, my biggest problem coming out of the corporate world, very successful for so many years, getting saved, and then really separating from all type of self-motivation and behavioral sciences and all that, separating from that. But then actually, hey, Joe, good to see you. So coming into being born again, spirit filled, and realizing that there was a kingdom way, how do I connect the two to get a double portion to be able to get deliverables in my life and on earth? And that's really the motivation behind Goals to Grow. You can get your free download. If this is the first time watching, go to kurtlandry.com/goals2024.
我希望我能够花接下来的十分钟时间和你一起专注地讨论今天的主题。我最大的问题来自于职场商界，这么多年来我非常的成功，也得到了救恩，然后真正从所有类型的自我激励和行为科学中分离出来，而后充满了灵魂的重生，意识到属于国度的方式，我如何将两者联系在一起，以获得双倍的恩高，从而能够在我的生活和在这地上获得可向神交付的东西，这真的是成长目标背后的动机。
So here's the key. This is what I want to share with you. Is that basically motivation, just motivation in itself doesn't work. Okay, that's how I got saved. I'm just going to share. You can read about it in my book, Reclaiming Our Forgotten Heritage. But when I got saved in 1989, the last year I was there, the project I was working on netted $7.6 million in profit. So, and that was all done with self-motivation and all about me and hard work and striving. And I was 36 years old and I totally burned out. I was completely fried. I was abusing drugs and alcohol and all sorts of fun fixes. And because I didn't have the Lord. And here I am. I've got a born again wife. She's spirit-filled. She's praying for me. You know, Megan at that time is about 5, 6, 7 years old in that era, and she's saved, and they're all praying that daddy gets saved, and praise God, I had an encounter in the bathtub.
关键是我想和你们分享的是，基本上仅仅有动机本身是行不通的。我想和你分享一下我是如何得救的。你可以阅读一下我的书《寻回被遗忘的根源》。当我在1989年得救的时候，我当时在那里最后一年做的项目净资产达到了760万美元，而这一切都是通过我的自我激励，所有关于我自己的努力、工作和奋斗。当时我36岁，已经完全精疲力尽了，完全被榨干。当时我滥用毒品、酒精，已经各种自己的修复，因为当时我没有神，我必须要重生。而我的妻子，她被圣灵充满，不停地为我祷告。我的女儿梅根，当时大约5、6、7岁的样子，她当时也已经得救了。我的家人们都在为我的得救而祷告。感谢神，我最后在浴缸里遇到了我的神。
But the thing is what happened is now, here I am, I'm coming out here over 30 years later, and I realize you can take practical goal setting, connect it to the Holy Spirit and with your scriptures, and you are going to get the results that you need. This is the key. So if you'll go to your Goals to Grow and go to page 11, and what we talked about in the third session was, what do I need to shift my mind away from so that I'm seeking His kingdom? So what you need is His mindset, His heart, and His goal plan to maintain that. And so that's what we did. And then the scripture was Romans 12:9-21 that talks about, basically, Paul was speaking to the church at Rome. This is the community, culture, behavior. And so he was speaking.
30多年后，我来到了这里。之后我意识到，你可以把实际的目标设定与圣灵和经文联系在一起。 你会得到你需要的结果，这才是关键。所以如果你看到你的成长目标，请你翻到第十一页，我们在第三节中讨论的是列举在今年要避免的几个会使你偏离神的国的处境和活动。所以你所需要的是属神的心态、神的心和他的目标计划来维持这一点，这就是我们所做的。圣经的罗马书第十二章第九节到第二十一节，当时保罗正在和罗马的教会人员们说话，那么这就是一种社区文化行为。
About it. But what I want to talk to you is about the second, I'm going to go to the second and third question to help you with this. So go to page 11, and it says, what are practical ways for me to remember that it is the Lord that gives me power? And so I want to give you a scripture, and that's 1 Thessalonians 5:16, and I'm going to take it down through 22, and it says, See that no one renders evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourself and for all. Number one, put in your goal. I need to have a win-win, and go ahead and say it in the comments. I have a win-win heart. In your heart, only make business choices, only make relationship choices, interact with people, whether it's at the grocery store, the airport counter, it's on the phone, it's online texting, win-win. Go ahead and say with me, win-win. Put it into the content comments, win-win. You have to have a win-win. That's what this scripture is saying here. Verse 16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for it is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Verse 19, you need the Holy Spirit. Do not quench the Holy Spirit. Do not despise prophecy. Test all things. Hold fast to what is good and abstain from evil. So here's the key. With a win-win attitude, you need a faith mindset. Go ahead.
我想和你谈的是第二件事情，请你翻到第十一页，这些是一些实用的方法，让我们记住是神给了我们力量。我想给你一段经文，在提撒罗尼迦前书第五章的第十五节到第二十二节，你们要谨慎，无论是谁都不可以以恶报恶，或彼此相待，或是待众人，常要追求良善。所以第一，你要输入你的目标，你需要一个双赢的局面，然后请你跟我说，我有一颗双赢的心。在提撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十六节到第二十二节，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所指定的旨意。不要消灭圣灵的感动，不要藐视先知的讲论，但要凡事查验，善美的要持守，各样的恶事要禁戒不做。所以拥有双赢的态度的关键，你需要充满信心的思维模式。
Head in the comments and say faith mindset. And so I'm going to give you three things for the third question is what are three things I can do to sow into the lives of others this year? How can I give? And so obviously you can pray, serve, and have fellowship. I will say this. This coming year, you're going to need this type of fellowship with CLM. You're going to need this type of, and listen, I've got some things that I'm unpacking for this year. We're going to produce more social media content, more help for you than ever before. And that's what the Lord has showed us. And it's like, well, why are you doing this? Why are you making this investment? We've done a lot of new hires at CLM. And the reason we're doing it is because I see the what's coming. And because of what's coming, you're going to have more content, more interaction, more fellowship, not less.
所以今年我们能做哪些事情来影响别人的生活呢？我们怎样才能做到给予？很明显，你可以为别人祷告，服侍别人和有团契。那么在接下来的一年里，你将需要与克兰卓施工的一样的这种类型的友谊。 我今年要打开一些东西，我们将制作更多的社交媒体内容，为你们提供前所未有的帮助。这就是神向我们展现的。就像你为什么要这样做，你为什么要做这项投资呢？我们在克兰卓士宫招聘了许多新的员工，我们这样做的原因是因为我看到了即将到来的事情，而因为这些即将到来的事情，你必须有更多的内容，更多的互动友谊，而不是更少。
So let me give you three things today in this 10 minutes. It's at 6.5 minutes right now. First of all, in your faith mindset, you're going to have to, number one, you're going to have to embrace. Go ahead and say this in the comments. Say embrace. And what you have to do is embrace and rejoice always without ceasing.In everything, give thanks. So when you push up against the door that you know you're supposed to go through, do not go into that old habit and pattern going, well, if the door's not an automatic opening door, I'm not going through it. Let me give you a prophetic word that the Lord gave me this morning. In fact, I'm getting ready to go into the studio and I'm going to do some video with the Hammonds in regards to their prophetic conference. I'm getting ready to go in and film today some things. But this is one of the things I'm going to say, so I'll give it to you early. This is what the Lord told me. He said, the electric power is off in the spirit in 2024, which means that all the places that you used to go into and you step on the rubber mat and the door opens, you're going to have to pull the door open or push it open. Also, you're going to have to use the stairs because all the elevators and the escalators they don't work. So this is a year, 2024, go ahead and embrace the fact you're going to have to walk the stairs, okay? You're going to have to push and pull doors. Are you hearing me? This is real important.
所以今天让我们在这十分钟里面，让我来和你说三件事情。首先，在你充满信心的思维模式中，你必须做到第一个，拥抱，时常喜乐，不停地感恩这一切。所以当你推着你知道你应该通过的门时，不要陷入那种旧的思维习惯模式。如果门不是自动打开的门，我就不会通过它。让我给你一个预言，是神今天早上给我的。他说，在2024年，属灵层面的电力是关闭着。这意味着你过去经常去到的那些地方，你踩在橡胶垫上，门就开了。而现在，你必须把门拉开或者推开。你还得走楼梯，因为所有的电梯和自动扶梯都不工作了。那么，这就是2024年，你需要接受现实，你必须要走楼梯，必须要自己推拉门。听到了吗？这真的很重要。
So the question is, what are three things I can do to sow into lives of others this year, and how can I give? Give an example of embracing the fact, don't complain that the power's off. Just encourage others, say, hey, guess what? It doesn't make any difference if power's off. We're healthy. Let's push this door open together. Let's climb the stairs together. Let's go up to that next level together.
问题是今年我能够做哪些事情来在别人的生活中撒种，从而来影响别人的生活呢？举个例子，我们不要抱怨电力被关闭，而是要鼓励别人说，你看，电力被关闭之后，我们的生活没有任何的区别，我们还是很健康啊。让我们一起来推开这扇门，一起来爬楼梯，一起来进入下一个阶段和层次。
In Yeshua's name. The other thing is you're going to have to push through. Mentally, you're going to have to, that's why this whole thing with the motivation that, you know, I realize just doing self-motivation and all that, in a way, It's okay, but it doesn't work through times like this. Self-motivation, you need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and God's word and praying his word, that's where the power is. But the thing is, you've got to embrace with a faith mindset. You've got to embrace the trouble. You've got to push through. And then when you start to push through, that's when the pathways open. See this?But the thing is, it's like a faith mindset doesn't go, well, I'm just going to sit and do nothing, and then when the pathways open. No, no, no. You're going to have to embrace the trouble, push through, then you'll see the pathway. And what happens is you will learn from that pathway. And when you do, the people you're around will be happy to learn with you. Doors will open and you'll succeed and you'll have favor and you'll feel inspired. You've got to get into that mindset. And I'm going to help you and I'm going to walk through. I've got 20 seconds here. We're going to do this together. So go ahead and go ahead and say in the comments, push through together. Let's push through together 2024. Let's push through together 2024. Listen, I got to get...
另一件事情是我们必须在属灵层面上努力，我们必须这样做，这就是为什么整个事情都需要有动力。我意识到只是做自我激励和所有这些在某种程度上虽然是好的，但是它不会通过长时间来工作。像这种自我激励，你需要另外再有圣灵和神的话语，并用神的话来祷告，这就是你真正所拥有的力量。你必须要带着有信心的思维模式心态去拥抱事实，你必须要拥抱你需要克服的困难，然后当你开始向前推进时，那么门的通道就会打开。如果你只是坐着什么都不做，只有信心的思维模式也是不会启动的，道路它不会自己打开，你将不得不接受遇到的麻烦。所以你需要拥抱事实往前推进，然后你就会看到前面展开的路径，你会往前走，并且在往前走的这条路中不断的学习。当你这样做时，你周围的人会非常高兴和你一起学习，你们的大门就会打开，会成功，你会得到青睐和鼓舞。你必须要进入到这种心态，我们会帮助你，我们一起走过去，一起继续前进，一起努力，让我们一起度过接下来的2024年。神祝福你们平安。